here's one we haven't played all weekend. It's a tune that I have the great honor of writing some of the words with the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe. We would play the Grand Ole Opry. This was back in the psychedelic era of the 60s you've heard so much about. I decided being a bluegrass boy was about, that's about as high as I was going to get. And I had a lot to learn. And the man who was teaching me was Mr. Bill Monroe, and he had this old bus that we called the Blue Goose. It had this wetland scene painted on the side. It used to belong to Ernest Tubb and Lonzo and Oscar, and we inherited it. And we promptly renamed it the Bluegrass Breakdown. And we would play the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night, drive all night up to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. And I remember that night, well, the morning actually, that the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, and we were stranded on the highway in northern Ohio, just to getting into Kentucky. And when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music at sunrise, you can hear what he calls the ancient tones. And he walked over to me and said, "Pete Rowan, listen good and don't you ever forget it." And he sang me this melody and I put some words to it. And this is called The Walls of Time.
I hear a voice out in the darkness. wailing moans and whispers through the pine. I know it's my sweetheart calling. I hear her through the walls of time. Lord, send the angels for my darling and take her to that home.
Right in time. That's an important thing. Mm. It was right in there with the ancient tones, and now it's ancient toneless. But maybe this is the way it's meant to be. And I have to... That didn't hurt at all. No guitars were harmed during the playing of this set. Well, I guess this gives me a chance to get out of the sun here before I have a fit. I'm going to turn it over to the maestro here, Mr. Tony Rice.